This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Moscow on Wednesday said no Christmas ceasefire is planned after nearly 10 months of devastating war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week Russia should start withdrawing by Christmas as a step to end the conflict. Moscow rejected the proposal outright, saying that Ukraine must accept the loss of territory to Russia before any progress can be made. U.S. President Joe Biden told dozens of African leaders gathered in Washington Wednesday, the United States is all in on Africa's future.
The deals you've signed, the investments we've made together, are concrete proof of the enduring commitment we're making to one another, government to government, business to business, people to people.
Biden told the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit that billions in investment over the next 3 years was just the beginning. The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday that Eritrean troops murdered his uncle in the Tigray region of Ethiopia. The Eritrean Information Minister did not respond to requests for comments on the allegations. WHO Director Tedros Ghebreyesus, who comes from Tigray, declined to give the location because he said he feared the village would face retaliation. Peru's new government declared a national emergency Wednesday as it struggled to calm violent protests over President Pedro Castillo's ouster, suspending the rights of personal security and freedom across the nation for 30 days. Peru has been racked by nearly a week of political crisis and unrest that have undermined stability. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. plans for more migrant releases, but asylum limits end. We get more of the story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Homeland Security says more migrants may be released into the United States to pursue immigration cases when Trump-era asylum restrictions end next week. In one of its more detailed assessments ahead of the major policy shift, the department reported faster processing for migrants in custody on the border, more temporary detention tents, staffing surges, and increased criminal prosecution of smugglers. A federal judge in Washington ordered Title 42 to end on December 21st, but Republican-led states asked an appeals court to keep it in place. The Biden administration has also challenged some aspects of the ruling, though it doesn't oppose letting the rule lapse next week. The legal back and forth could go down to the wire. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Around 100,000 National Health Services nurses in Britain will strike on Thursday in their first ever national walkout over a pay dispute with the government. Nurses want a 19% pay raise, arguing they have suffered a decade of real-term cuts. The government has refused to discuss pay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says deaths in the United States fell last year, but not to pre-coronavirus levels. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Through the first 11 months, preliminary numbers show just a 3% drop in deaths from 2020, 7% from last year. Deaths usually rise year to year, in part because the nation's population has been growing. The pandemic accelerated that. 2021 was the deadliest year in U.S. history. This year started off with a spike in coronavirus deaths. The virus will end up as the nation's third leading cause of death this year, just as it was the previous 2 years, behind heart disease and cancer. Experts believe vaccines have been making a difference. The Commonwealth Fund released a modeling study that concluded the U.S. coronavirus vaccination program prevented more than 3 million deaths. I'm Ed Donahue.
Puerto Ricans could move a step closer to a referendum on whether the island should become a U.S. state, an independent country, or have another type of government when the House of Representatives votes Thursday on a bill outlining the process. A House committee approved the Puerto Rico Status Act on Wednesday, paving the way for the full House vote. Puerto Rico, which has about 3.3 million people and high rates of poverty, became a U.S. territory back in 1898. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.